Director of National Intelligence Mike McConnell said the Pakistani government's strategy of signing peace deals with pro-Taliban tribal leaders along the Afghan border has backfired. In testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee Tuesday, McConnell said President Pervez Musharraf is trying to balance U.S. security concerns with political ones.
He believed he, the president of Pakistan, believed that he could be more effective by signing this peace agreement. And from our point of view, capabilities of al-Qaeda for training and so on increased. Therefore, the vice president's visit and others' visit to make the case that we have to be more aggressive in going after al-Qaeda in Pakistan. The balancing act, of course, is the president's standing in that country with an election coming up this fall.
U.S. intelligence officials have said the Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters have been using the tribal areas located in rough terrain along the Afghan border as safe havens from which to launch cross-border raids against U.S. and coalition forces in Afghanistan. The Afghan government has complained bitterly about the matter. Musharraf insists his government has been doing everything it can to eradicate the terrorist strongholds. As part of a two-pronged strategy, he has used armed force in the tribal areas, but he has also cut peace deals with local tribal leaders, many of whom are actively sympathetic with the anti-Western views of al-Qaeda and the Taliban. On Monday, Vice President Dick Cheney visited Islamabad to meet President Musharraf. According to published reports, he delivered a blunt message that the Pakistani leader has to be more aggressive in rooting out the terrorist sanctuaries. One published report says he warned Mr. Musharraf that Congress could reduce or cut U.S. aid to Pakistan if Islamabad is not perceived as doing more to stop the terrorists. Intelligence Chief McConnell said President Musharraf is caught between his desire to cooperate with U.S. anti-terrorist efforts and domestic political concerns.
We believe they could do more, and the issue of being elected for the next term is the issue that, in my view, that the president of Pakistan is wrestling with.
Pakistan is to hold parliamentary and presidential elections later this year. Islamist parties, who are bitterly opposed to Musharraf's cooperation with U.S. anti-terrorist efforts, have emerged as a formidable electoral force, at least on the provincial and local levels. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。